Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's welcome in our police superintendent, Eddie Johnson. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
Great to talk to you again. We saw each other at the Commander Bauer luncheon at Chicago Cut a few weeks ago, and I have to say, I've seen you speak on many occasions. You don't have any notes. It's straight from the heart. You're such a good speaker, and that day, it just hit home.
Well, you know what? I appreciate it, but, you know, I just believe in telling the truth and saying how you really feel about things, and I think that that resonates with people.
Your first thoughts yesterday when you heard about the incident in Toronto, a cargo van plowed into pedestrians, they killed 10, this person killed 10, and injured many more yesterday.
Yeah, that's just a horrible, horrible incident. And you know, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of that. You know, so I reached out to the chief of Toronto because he was here a couple of months ago. He and I did a kidney summit together because, as you know, I had the kidney transplant, and I think he had his about a month after I did. So I feel bad for the people in Toronto, and I just wanted him to know that we stand with him.
Now, when you hear something like that, I'm here in the Allstate Showcase Studios right on Michigan Avenue. Some places have the concrete planters in the front. Does that enter right. your mind? Do you think about safety like that? I'm sure
I do. I do, because, you know, our job is to try to keep the city of Chicago as safe as we can, you know. And some of those safety items that we think about, you know, we realize that it takes resources. But, of course, you know, you can never 100% guarantee safety with these types of things. But you just want to be as prepared as you can be.
Now, I heard on the nightly news last night in New York, the police commissioner has tried to educate these moving companies that rent trucks to be aware of unstable or suspicious people. I wouldn't even know how to do that. Have you had that conversation in Chicago?
Yeah, with some of our companies, because you know, sometimes you can identify problematic behavior. You know, if they're real tense or they seem a little flighty and that they're all over the place when they're trying to rent right. Certain equipment, then that's a tip and a clue that you might need to vet them a little bit further.
Well, it just seems like common sense, doesn't it?
It does, but like my grandmother used to tell us, sense is one of those things that is not common. So,
right.
You know, you would think it's common sense, but a lot of people just don't take the time to verify behavior like that.
Well, when we have you on, we always talk about gun violence. Now, you're approaching your 14th consecutive month of gun violence declining in the city. Do I have that right?
You have that spot on. Yes, you do.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. That's a testament of the hard work of these police officers out here, and not only them, but the community residents in these challenged neighborhoods. They have really stepped up to come back to the police department and help us engage in this crime reduction fight.
Eddie, we've talked about sensible gun laws in the state. The governor vetoed the law right before the primary. We all knew he was just playing politics. Any word on overturning the governor's veto?
I hear that there is a big possibility that might happen, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding, so we'll just stand by and wait and see what happens. But we're not going to go away with this because it's just common sense to regulate gun dealers, you know, to educate them and to be able to train their employees up mm-hmm. on identifying straw purchases, because that's a lot of the problems in Chicago.
We're talking with Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, the Waffle House killer. His guns were taken away twice, most recently in Tazewell County. The guns were given to his father, who in turn gave them back to the killer. Shouldn't these people, like Travis's father, be accountable too?
Yeah, I absolutely. And that's why I'm such an advocate of being able to track what we do with these weapons. It just makes common sense. If you have to have paperwork and documentation to sell your vehicle to somebody, doesn't it make sense that something that can kill people that easily, you should have to do the same thing? You know, and I think that people that enable others to get weapons of that nature, they should be absolutely held accountable for it.
Now, the gun was an AR-15. Here we are again. Why aren't the AR-15 semi-automatic rifles not against the law?
You know what? Listen, Pete, there's just absolutely no reason you need an AR-15 in the streets of any city
or
any town. You just don't. You know, so the people that say you do, what do you need it for? That's a that's a military grade weapon used to kill people.
Right.
You know, you're not hunting with that thing. So, you know, it's just amazing to me how people want to really advocate for having it. And a lot of times, you know, the honest truth is a lot of people advocate for it not because they so much want to get one, but because they just feel that it's their right to get it if they want it.
Right. Steve, you have a question?
Superintendent, help me out, because I don't understand how a police agency can confiscate a dangerous person's guns and then give them to a family member. So I'm wondering if that's typical. And what do you guys do in Chicago when you confiscate a gun from someone? You don't give it to someone who the person knows, do you?
No, we don't. So I'm not, you know, I don't know the particular details of what transpired there. But with us, if we confiscate an illegal gun, we don't give it back to them. You know, if we take a weapon, for instance, from a person who is a valid FOID holder, and then it goes through the court system, sometimes the judge will order us to give it back to them if everything pans out. But just on the surface, no, we don't do that.
Right. Carjackings in Chicago have been a big problem. I live in the city. My wife was very worried about this. You formed a carjacking task force. How are we doing
Correct.
With that?
So we're doing great. You know, we had an internal task force from the very beginning, and then, of course, we partnered with our federal and state as well as some local jurisdictions to create another task force. And I'm happy to say we are seeing some progress. So now this year, I think year to date, we're down about 5%. And this month, we're down about 4% in terms of carjackings. But we just have to keep chipping at it. And again, you know, we have to hold these juvenile offenders accountable for what they do.
The warm weather is coming. That means violence is most likely going to go up in the city. How do you prepare for that?
Well, you know what? We're getting ramped up now for the summer months. You know, the chief of patrol and the first deputy have put together a great plan. I don't want to give out the specifics of it, but just know you'll see a more visible presence out there from us as the summer months come upon us.
Eddie, one last question. How is your health doing? How's the new kidney?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I'm about right back where I was in the gym before I had the surgery. So I'm feeling great. You know, the doctors now only want to see me every couple months. So that's always a positive sign when they kind of give you more free rein. So I'm feeling great, you know, and again, I appreciate all the prayers that I received during that time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This just happened. You had the transplant in August, right?
Correct. August 30th.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
Nope, and I'm doing great. But, you know, I will say this. You know, I put a lot of effort into getting my body physically ready before I had the transplant. So it has definitely helped with the recovery process because during that time I lost about 50 pounds.
Right. So, don't you feel better?
I do.
Yes.
I feel great, you know. So and now the challenge is to make sure I don't gain that weight back.
Especially during barbecue season.
Yeah.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, always great to chat with you, sir.
You too. Thanks for having me.